Right, lads and ladies, welcome to the very first podcast of 2015, which I believe is podcast 12. Podcast 12, we've done a lot.
Number 12.
How long have we been doing this? We've been doing this since September.
Earlier than that, innit?
I don't know, I'll have to check, but...
It's about 6 months, innit?
Is it? Bloody hell.
I think.
Long time. What, 10th of July?
Yeah, July, I was going to say.
Bloody hell. We're not far off 6 months,
first
anyway.
Of 2015. Fucking hell, 2015 already.
I know, yeah, Happy New Year and all that.
Oh yeah, for that.
All the breast.
Oh yeah, good Christmas.
Yep.
Anyway, enough of that shit.
Yeah, enough of that.
Should we get on with it?
Small talk, yeah, let's get on with usual.
Small talk.
Let's not mess about. Right, so...
Bit of transfer news.
Yeah, there's a lot of transfer news going on. I'm not going to read all the football scores out over Christmas.
Because that would take an hour.
Yeah, that'd be a load of bollocks. But, I hate this thing. Oh, technology is messing about with us tonight.
Sky Sports like throwing a wobbler.
FA Cup. You can't. Oh.
And everyone probably knew. You know if your team's won it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. We're not getting lazy. It's just a lot of shit's been going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, like you're saying, transfer news. So, right this very second, as we spoke, Victor Valdez has gone to United in a weird deal, I think.
Pointless deal.
Pointless deal.
Unless Victor Valdez has become a world-class centre-half.
Yeah.
Why they bought him, they don't need him. I suppose, yeah, if De Gea gets injured, maybe, but what's the likelihood of that happening?
Yeah, so they've got Neuer in net. Who else have they got? They're not going to need Victor Valdez. I mean, he's not... amazing, but they don't need him, do they?
No, they don't. You don't need two first-team keepers, really. De Gea's been absolutely class this year as well. But, you know, strange one.
They bought him injured as well from Barca.
Alright.
So, he's Barca's number one keeper, so I'm guessing that... Well, obviously...
He wanted to leave in the summer, though, didn't he? I thought he was going to leave in the summer, but he ended up staying.
Yes, well, they've got him for 18 months anyway, and the option of another year.
Well, they've got him for... I can't see him staying past that. Unless he wants to retire in Manchester.
Yeah.
Rather than Barcelona.
Rainy.
Come into the rain.
Pissing down cold Manchester.
Raining all the time.
From Barcelona.
Yeah.
Some other big news for all Liverpool fans has been... Stevie G leaving Liverpool.
I think it needed to happen, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think...
You don't really need him anymore.
If he wanted to really stay at Liverpool...
He would have done.
For another 3 years.
He would have done.
He would have done. Because that's what the deal is at LA Galaxy. Yeah. 3 years.
You probably just fancy something different, which is fair enough. But yeah, if he really wanted to stay, he would have done.
But like you were saying, it's a sad time. Like, I've been playing for Liverpool for 17 years and all this shit, but... Like you say... If he really, really wanted to stay at Liverpool, finish his career at Liverpool...
He'd still be there, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Like you said, he wants to win silverware, but... I can't see him winning Prem. At all. Top four, if they're lucky.
Well, he's not going to do better than last year, is he?
No, not top that.
In his career, anyway, now.
I mean, he's won Champions Leagues, he's won... I don't know, FA Cups.
A few cups, hasn't he?
But... Johnson's Pet Trophy.
Johnson's pit. Probably
so,
not
who knows, mate?
Fair play to him.
I don't think they'll win FA Cup.
I wouldn't mind going spending a few years in the MLS.
Well,
Chabarim, nice place to go and live, isn't it? California.
Well, yeah, true. But is it for football or is it for money? Because there's a lot of money.
I don't know. What's
being
on,
developed in
what's he's earning for,
American clubs?
He's on $4 million a year over there, and he's what he's going to get.
Got Glazers on.
I don't know.
On LA Galaxy or something.
I don't know. They own something. He's going to be on...
Because I think you can only own one football club each country, I think. So, don't know. They definitely own one over there, but... If he's going for money, then fair play. If he's going to just play football, then
yeah,
which even is more fair play. But I don't know.
Fair enough.
I just think it's weird that he's announced it now. I watched an interview with him
at the end of the season.
Sorry.
Rather than at the end of the season.
Yeah, they're saying, well, that's over his head. Keep it over his head rather than everybody else's.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck am I going to say now? It's gone.
Interrupting you there.
Sorry, I've forgotten it. He read an interview and he said something anyway.
He said when he didn't want to have any regrets, didn't he, about his career. I read a bit about him.
Yeah. I mean, but he's been offered to go all over the place, hasn't he, before?
Well, in his day, one of the best players in the world, wasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And, like Frank Lampard, he's basically done what...
He'll be back. Liverpool. He'll be back in some... He'll probably be back, won't he? He'll only come back, though, if Liverpool get him on loan. He won't go to another team, I don't think.
No, I don't think he'd ever go to another team. Just for the ridicule from Liverpool.
Yeah, the fans would kill themselves for him.
I seen a video of some woman scracking her eyes out because he left.
He left. Get yeah, football, innit?
It's pretty funny. But yeah, that's Steven Gerrard going. Like I said, it's sad to see him go because he's been at Liverpool for so long. But
oh yeah, legend of the club, isn't he?
Another player rumoured to be going from Barcelona as well. Messi.
Yeah.
Lionel.
Heavily linked with Chelsea, isn't he?
All because he followed him on fucking Instagram or Twitter or something.
Yeah, but Chelsea haven't said anything, have they? Like, they've not said anything about buying him. So I don't really.
We wouldn't want to give that away yet, would you?
No.
But, still, arguably the best player in the world.
On his day, yeah.
In his day, yeah, but
on his day, you can't. There isn't any better than him.
Who knows? Who knows? There's a lot of. It only opened January 1st, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, there's always.
Transfer window, so.
There's always rumour.
It's all to play for, yeah.
There's always rumour.
But, like I said, Victor Valdez has literally just been announced that he's going to.
United.
Going to United. And Hummels from Borussia Dortmund is supposed to be going to United as well. 2-1 at the bookies for going to United.
Really decent odds.
Did he follow United on Facebook or something?
Twitter, I think.
Alright, that's why then.
They saw him with a red t-shirt on or something.
Yeah, he were at a Chevrolet garage checking up cars.
Yeah, so it was.
Let's have a look, is there any other news?
I don't think there's much, is there massively?
No. So who knows? It's wide open. For the
there'll be one shock, won't there?
There's always going to be a mad.
There always
a mad
is,
signing,
yeah.
Isn't there? There always is.
Something ridiculous like Andy Carroll for 35 million.
Yeah,
somewhat along those lines.
Jeez, that were crazy, that weren't it?
Well, Dag Lewis lost his mind. Newcastle,
wasn't it, to West Ham?
But you know,
Did he, Dick? You all right?
Yeah, just kicking things.
Kick your laptop. Kick it shit out of everything.
That's about it, really.
So yeah, there's nothing else really to talk about. But hold on a minute. Somebody has put Heskey is going to Liverpool on loan if the Akin Femwire offer is turned down for the cop.
What buffoon.
So, apparently Liverpool have offered a sum of money to Joaquin Femlock.
I highly doubt that.
I do as well.
It's just some dickhead, isn't it, who's wrote it?
Yeah. Heskey's just gone to Bolton anyway.
Trying to be hilarious.
Just go and check out bloody Sky Sports transfer rumours, and they let people
just write anything.
Let people write them. I just don't get it. Anyway, let's
we move on.
Let's move swiftly on to the second segment
of the podcast.
Normally
clothing and footwear.
Podcast 12. Bit of trainers and clothing.
Yeah.
Right, lads, here we go. We have got some things to talk about for you today.
Many a trainer to talk about.
We've got
here,
many
yeah.
a treat today. So, to start off with, we want to talk about the new Nike. Wait a minute, the new Nike trainers. Hear us out.
Bit different for us, but worth
different.
It this one.
We don't, I hate Nike personally, and I don't really buy into Nike stuff. But
these
Nike,
are pretty special. Ladies.
These are pretty special. Now, any Back to the Future 2 fans out there will know that in a scene he has, it might fly as some self-lacing Nike trainers. Now, Aaron pointed these out. I ain't a clue. You'll have probably heard about it, but yeah, basically in the scene that he puts them on, he puts his feet in and they tie around his ankle and then tighten up. And now Nike, just because they're releasing in the film, they're now releasing them as a trainer.
With, they call them power lacing.
Yeah, power laces, apparently.
It just looks cool, doesn't it? I mean, it just looks ridiculous. They're not a nice trainer, to be honest with
you. No, they're not. They look horrible.
They just look ridiculous. But
they look exactly the same as they're in the film.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole, yeah.
And in the film, they don't look very nice either, but
the laces are pretty good, though, aren't they?
But I don't know, it's just a gimmick that we wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, just a bit of something.
Aaron Fancy pointed it out, and I quite like it myself.
Make you more than a bit easier, wouldn't it? Stick your foot
yeah,
in.
Yeah, stick
it,
your feet in.
And away you go.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, just wanted to point that out.
Back to Adidas, shall we? Back to Adidas.
So yeah, we spoke about the Topanga at length before Christmas, didn't we?
We did. We did indeed.
And we came to the verdict that the sesame and brown, or whatever they call them, I don't know what colourway they are. The Florida colourway.
They've got weird
chuffer.
Name for the colours, haven't they?
Anyway.
Sesame and timber is what they've called it.
Yeah.
Grown on me.
But yeah, I saw him in person the other week and I thought, yeah, they're alright then. Because he looked a bit like a cartoon on End Clothing website.
They didn't look real, yeah, they looked ridiculous.
They look like somebody.
Now I've seen pictures that people have taken of their own and put on Instagram and that. Yeah.
I think them are better than the other ones looking at them.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'm not a big fan of a full colour trainer.
No, it's a bit.
And a different colour sole.
Especially a red.
Yeah, so.
It's a bit much.
I much prefer the Florida colourway to the whatever colourway this is. That's the one.
They've just given it the red
Florida OG colourway, so that must be red. Another, but yeah, there's still sizes on the size website, so
they've had a bit of a restock, haven't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, there's a lot left as well. I mean,
every size pretty much.
They never really hyped these up, did they?
No, not as much as us.
I've just thought something else we can talk about as well.
Here we go.
2015 Island Series.
Oh yeah. Good shout.
Let me just pop the page up.
Pop it up, lad. You pop it up.
You keep the audience entertained, Aaron, while I just pop this up.
Sounds filthy, that.
Island Series 2015. There we go.
These are looking promising, these.
Yeah, they are looking very sexy.
They all, I would happily own all of them.
So, Tahiti,
Samoa,
Hawaii, Jamaica as well, but that's not been.
I've not seen the actual picture of them.
Not seen picture of them.
Just
and
seen
Cancun,
yeah,
and Trinidad as well. So that's six of the Island Series coming out. Sorry, there you go.
Here we are. Yeah.
So yeah, they're coming out as well, and they look pretty nice.
They do look bob on, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They look absolutely spot
looking
on.
Forward to seeing them.
Yeah, especially the Samoas. Absolutely love them.
Yeah, nice, aren't they?
Love that colourway.
I mean, it's a long time since they've been out. I can't remember the last time they released them. But they are looking nice. But like I say, we've had pictures of the Cancun, Jamaica and Trinidad. There's been pictures of the Samoa, Tahiti and the Bahamas. The Hawaii, sorry. Fuck me, I keep saying that. But yeah, it will definitely be on my pickup list.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Rumours are that they'll be released. First release will be April.
Yeah.
End of April, I think. And they'll be released slowly across the year.
Rather than all at once.
So it's one to watch, and we will be talking about them, I'm sure, for a while.
As we get more information about them.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are going to be on these. And a lot of people are going to be talking about them. Or already are talking about them.
There's loads of talk about them already. You see pictures popping up and people asking when they're going to be out. And
yep, so yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'd love to see them in the flesh, definitely.
Something else that has just come out as well, not everybody's cup of tea, but it sort of sparked when the OG, the French pack came out, which was the Adidas Superstar. But yeah, I mean, they brought them, what are they called now? Adidas Superstar made in France or something.
Yeah, that's what they called them, wasn't it? I mean, yeah, it was just made in France, wasn't it, yeah. And now they've just brought out this week the 80 Deluxe pack. I'm looking quite smart, honestly.
Yeah. Nice colourways.
Four colourways. There's a black, white, there's a black, obviously black and white, red and white, green and white. Is it blue? Like a dark blue and white?
Yeah, navy and white.
Yeah, those green ones are smart.
They're out early January, so they'll be out any time.
Yeah.
Anytime soon.
Is it already?
Nothing as of yet. But I mean, and usually get a lot of the stuff in, let's look at pre-orders.
Yeah, they usually get them early.
There you go. £62 as well, which is not too bad.
Not bad.
Another underrated trainer that we both like because of the Quartil trainers really is the ZX420.
Great trainer.
You plus one.
I've got a pair, yeah, I picked up in the sales. Probably one of my favourite pickups of last year, easily.
Yeah, we were talking to Esfev, I can't remember his username, or Steve
Everstone, is it?
Yeah, we were talking to him and
he rates them, doesn't he?
He loves them, and likewise as well, I really like them.
They're the first pair of runners I've bought and I absolutely love them.
Esfev 76, so go and give him a look on
the old Instagram.
On Instagram, but yeah, he likes his ZX420s and they're really nice. You said they're comfy, didn't you?
Yeah, one of the comfiest pairs they are, and if not the comfiest pair, yeah.
There's a lot of Gazelle indoors coming out as well, or have come out.
Yeah, there's always Gazelles.
Yeah, they're always out.
It's like a new pair every week, isn't it?
Did you get any trainers for Christmas?
Didn't, no.
No.
Didn't get any.
The good lady got me a pair of the Forest Hills.
The ones that are on your feet as we speak, sir.
They're on my feet, yeah.
Smart, then.
I've never had them off. I'm going to have to take them off and lock them up so I don't wear them and run them into the ground.
He sleeps in them. Yeah,
I try not to.
The smart one.
But yeah. Chuffing it.
Happiest man in the world.
Happiest man in
Christmas
world.
Day, I'm putting that up.
So, a final note. Yeah, I know we've posted this already on Instagram. And people are not outraged yet, but a few people have commented and said they don't like it.
Yeah.
But CP Company, famous for the old watch viewer, and they've taken that a step further by putting a phone pocket and a phone time viewer on your on the wrist.
It can only be described as looking absolutely ridiculous, to be honest with you.
I mean, it does look stupid.
But that's not going to be comfy. It's going to be your sleeves going to be like getting dragged down as you're wearing that, isn't it?
And if your phone's there,
it's
going to be a pain in the ass.
So you can't use it easily, can you?
So you've got to move it about, press the button, and move it about to get the time in the watch viewer. You put the phone the wrong way around and it's pissing down, you've got to take your phone out anyway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just think they're trying to
an idea for idea's sake.
Yeah.
It doesn't look right, it's too small as well.
It's very small.
It just
looks
weird.
Just think about an iPhone and seeing the time on your iPhone and how big it would be. Yeah. Like that big.
What if you don't have an iPhone?
It don't work if you don't have an iPhone.
Because my phone, the time's on the left hand side of the screen, so I'd probably just see
yours
the
is last... a chuffing big phone as well.
Yeah, so it's not going to fit in the pocket properly, and you're only going to see one letter of the time, which is the last minute.
Just don't get it. It's a very nice jacket. I mean, I wouldn't mind it myself, but
just that pocket just ruins it.
I just don't
it
get...
is a really nice jacket, yeah.
Well, I wonder how much that'll be.
£400, won't
it? 700 quid, won't it?
Seven.
That's what they usually are.
It won't be cheap.
No, it won't be. Won't be cheap at all. But yeah, there is nothing else really to talk about, I don't think.
No.
We talked about CP company and that. Just ordered myself a Close on the Moor Stanley Freaks T-shirt in the sale, which I don't think is on anymore.
Yeah, got that on Instagram, didn't you?
But yeah, those are the new X420 that are coming out.
Yeah, they are nice. I really like them. Great shape on them.
Yeah, they are. Oh yeah, as well, before we finish talking bollocks.
Yeah.
Lacey's Outfest on the 7th of March?
March.
I think.
I think it is March.
7th of the 3rd, yeah.
I've got that date in my head, so.
So, yeah, I think we're going.
Yeah, definitely.
If Aaron can't go, I'll go. And if I can't go, Aaron will probably go. But there's a lot of people going down. And it's supposed to be better. It's supposed to be better than last year, because apparently last year it weren't great.
That good.
Well, Scots Men's were involved. Excuse me. And there's supposed to be a lot more trainers and stuff. So
completely a bigger festival than last year, isn't it?
Yeah, so it should be a good laugh.
It's good to see, yeah. Just
worth just going down just for a few beers and
bit of summer, isn't
it? I'm gonna wander around, so
it's not that far for us, so we might as well.
We'll be going down. I think Steve Featherstone's going down, so
seen quite a few people who said they're going.
Adidas Only's going down. So yeah. It should be good. Right, shall we move on to the final section?
I think we should.
Let's get this thing on the road. Whatever the fuck that means. Right, lads and ladies, to polish this first podcast off, we haven't really got much to talk about.
Not really.
Not going to lie. But yeah, we're going to see the Wombats, aren't we, Aaron?
We are. April the 6th at the Academy, Manchester.
April the 9th.
April the 9th?
April the 9th. Yeah.
Well, this won't be late if sign up on the 6th. Yeah.
Queuing up early.
I better get going now then, sure. Jesus.
But yeah, we're going watching the Wombats. I'm looking forward
to.
Yeah,
it should be decent.
We're going to the Cortingas as well.
Oh, that's
going
to be mental.
On June the 5th.
That is going to be mental.
Which I can't wait for.
Eating part, giving it some.
Yes. Can't wait. 20,000 tickets in under an hour. Yeah, that's something like
that. Nice.
So yeah, the Wombats got a new album coming out called Glitterbug. Not a clue when it's coming out.
I think it's either sometime this month or next month. Definitely early 2015.
Right.
I presume. I presume they'll release it before they start touring, won't they?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
They
yeah.
Release it when they've been touring and playing songs that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, do that, yeah.
But yeah, the second album, The Modern Glitch, reached third in the charts. Probably one of its most known songs was Let's Dance to Joy Division.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to that song. That's how I heard about the Wombats anyway.
That is one of the best, though.
But yeah, we're going to play Tokyo Vampires and Wolves at the end, because I like that song as well. That's the only two songs I know. Yeah. I have to have a good listen.
I'm going to say it for you.
Karate knob if I'm just stood there.
Stood there at back. Tapping foot.
Excuse me. But yeah, should be good. Looking forward to it.
Oh, to see live music, ain't it?
Yeah, it's worth £20 and a piss up.
And a few pounds. But I'll be back on the ale by then as well.
But yeah, you will be. Yeah, I think we should all congratulate Aaron, because He's not been drinking for 8 days.
I've done 8 days dry for January.
8 days sober.
Yeah.
He's really a recovering alcoholic. No, he's not. Don't be swearing that he's not. Yeah, I'm not doing dry January.
I've not tried to kick anyone's teeth in yet, so I'm doing alright. I'm doing alright at the moment.
Yeah, you're doing alright. Fair play.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see
how long that lasts.
2015 is going to be the Terrace's year, I think.
It is. Big year for us.
Big year for us.
Moving on. Moving.
There's lots of things going on behind the scenes. And we're going to bring you a lot in 2015, I think.
Definitely will do, yeah.
We're not going to say anything yet, but there's a lot going on. And we're very excited.
Things falling into place nicely.
Yeah, so watch out this year, because there's things happening. I'm not going to say any more.
So leave it at that,
shall we? That's about it.
Leave it at that.
On that note, I'll leave you with the Wombats, Tokyo Vampires and Wolves. See you in a couple of weeks.
See you later.
See you later. Your